Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. The war machine is here. The machine is in operation. Let's go. So, the House votes to authorize Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. It happened, and the vote happened, and they just moments ago voted to authorize the impeachment inquiry. It was opened, the inquiry was opened in September, and the House voted to formalize its impeachment inquiry into President Biden just moments ago, taking a critical step that GOP leaders have argued is necessary to force the White House into complying with their investigation. The measure passed 221 to 212. 221 to 212. And the White House is seeking to block key testimony from current and former White House staff. It's also withholding thousands of records from Joe Biden's time as vice president. President Biden must be held accountable for his lies, corruption, and obstruction. We have a duty to provide the accountability and transparency Americans demand and deserve. That's the Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer speaking. So that was the first bit of good news today. The second bit of good news is that they're coming after Hunter Biden. All 221 House Republicans voted to open the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, and then Republicans voted to initiate contempt of Congress proceedings after Hunter Biden defied a subpoena to come in and to talk to them. So Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are in hot water with the United States Congress, and that's good news. Good news. And then if you want more good news, today's the good news show. The Supreme Court has agreed to accept a case that could change everything. They'll hear a lawsuit involving the unconstitutional Department of Justice 1512 C2 charges used to abuse Trump supporters after the January 6th protests. SCOTUS has decided to hear Fisher versus the United States, questioning the unconstitutional charges used by the Biden Department of Justice to abuse and punish January 6th protesters who came to Washington to protest a stolen election. So that's great news. The lead plaintiff, by the way, our good friend Jake Lang, who runs my TV show, by the way, on his streamed TV network, Blessed News, at blessed.news. The case involves three January 6th defendants, Jake Lang, Garrett Miller, and Joseph Fisher, who, like Jake Lang, continues to await trial. They keep you in prison forever with no trial. They should just have a Supreme Court decision on that. When in the history of the United States are you allowed to keep people in prison forever with no trial? When does that ever happen? As far as I know, never, let alone for minor charges like this. It's unbelievable. Jake Lang was arrested in January of 2021 and is currently sitting in the D.C. Gulag prison 3 years without trial. 3 years without trial. But now the United States Supreme Court is taking his case. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's happened in our country. And then if you think that's good news, there's even more good news. Because there's another case involving President Trump. I believe it's a totally separate case, if I'm not mistaken. Obama appointed district judge Tanya Chutkan. So this is the Trump case about the 2020 election. She paused former Trump's 2020 election trial while the appeal for his presidential immunity claim is pending. In early December, Chutkan rejected Trump's bid to have his case dismissed based on presidential immunity, prompting Trump to appeal to the D.C. Court of Appeal. She agreed Wednesday to pause pretrial deadlines and further proceedings pending the appeal court's decision. And that pause could throw special counsel Jack Smith's targeted March 4th trial date into jeopardy and increase the chance that the former president is not put on trial until after the November 24 presidential election. So lots of good news today. Lots of good news. Let me check out this one. Liberals face narrative collapse after Supreme Court accepts case that could demolish entire basis for all January 6th prosecutions. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to hear an appeal from a January 6th Capitol riot defendant, that's Jake Lang, which will highlight a law used to charge hundreds of people. The case will decide whether defendant Joseph Fisher, and of course Jake Lang, can be charged under a 2002 law which stemmed from the Enron collapse, which makes it a crime to obstruct or impede an official proceeding. The law has been evoked against Trump as well as 327 Capitol riot defendants, which an appeals court said the government could continue to evoke, but the Supreme Court will now take up the case and decide whether this is a misapplication of the law. Under Corporate Fraud Accountability Act of 2002, anyone who corruptly alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals a record, document, or other object, or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding or otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so is subject to prosecution. That's the law. You know, legal gobbledygook that nobody can even understand. But a key word in the provision otherwise has been the key. One judge, Carl Nichols, ruled that otherwise could apply to other kinds of document tampering. But nearly every judge overseeing riot-related cases in the D.C. federal court have agreed with government prosecutors that rioters who sought to prevent Congress from certifying Biden's 2020 election were, quote-unquote, otherwise obstructing that proceeding. Now it goes to the Supreme Court for review. So, lots of things going on, lots of news. The good news is all this is happening and there's hope, there's a window here. The bad news is I don't trust the United States Supreme Court as far as I can spit at it. I certainly don't trust Judge Roberts, who is the chief Supreme Court justice, who I believe is compromised, and I've always said he's compromised, he's dirty, something's wrong, and they've got him, they're blackmailing him, or they bribed him, or something. He's dirty. And he's with us like 50% of the time, and then on all the key issues, he sides with Democrats. Yeah, real conservative, right? That would really happen with a conservative. All right, other things happening. Let me see if I can find this on my social media, because I want to tie it to my social media. Here we go. Let me go to Getter. So, Andre Breuer, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it looks like Andre Breuer, star of Homicide: Life on the Street and Brooklyn 99. Dies at age 61 of a very brief illness. And I'm sure that means died suddenly. And they don't even like that word anymore because the media and is all bought off by Pfizer, 100% bought off by Pfizer. And they believe that anyone who says died suddenly is trying to connect this to the COVID vaccine. And they know it. They know it if they're trying to connect it because the COVID vaccine has killed so many people suddenly. And it's interesting because I keep telling you that on Twitter, which is now known as X, even though Elon Musk, when he took over, allowed me back on Twitter, I was banned for life by the original regime, communist comrade regime, and Elon Musk immediately reinstated me. I am completely shadow banned and no one ever sees what I write. So when I write something, I'm lucky if I get like 3 likes and 0 comments. And you know that's not possible. We all know it's not possible, especially considering I have 120,000 fans. So it's not possible. It's just not. And everyone knows it. People all the time contact me and go, Wayne, I'm an expert. You're being heavily shadow banned. at X, otherwise known as Twitter. And so I put out a tweet, and all of a sudden, everybody could read it, at least liberals on the left, about this guy dying suddenly. Andre Brower, star of Homicide: Life on the Street, age 61, dies suddenly. And I put, Hollywood actors dropping like flies. Does anyone bother to ask, was he vaxxed? It's a harmless question. But like brain injuries with NFL players, we need to know if there's a pattern. I've never seen so many deaths ever. Only since the vax in 2021. And then I put pattern, question mark. That's about as fair as anyone could ever be. And all of you know that I've asked again and again, if liberals demanded vaccine passports to walk at a bar or a movie theater or a gym or a football stadium or a restaurant, that's incredible. 20 times a day the Gestapo is asking for your papers, and they had no problem with that. Why is it wrong for me to say everyone who dies, their family should be asked, were they vaccinated? Everyone who's sick should be asked, were you vaccinated? And you're going to see a pattern. But I asked it like a question, and I said, pattern, question mark. And immediately, remember I said no one could see anything I write? Immediately there were two negative comments. And I said, wow, that seems like a setup to me. Two liberals attack me and say I'm crazy. And it's just sick in the head to ask if a person was vaccinated when they die. And it's so ridiculous because no one's ever died from the vaccine. That's basically what they both said. And then a few minutes later, suddenly my name is in a headline at Newsmax. Newsweek. Newsweek. Newsweek comes out with a column about Wayne Root's tweet that no conservative could ever see, but two liberals have quickly commented on, and they quote the two liberals in a total, complete attack on me. I'll read it to you when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include
include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The roots
on fire. Let me mention again, as I always try to get in a plug for my books for Christmas, look, you got to buy something for the people you love. And it's so hard to figure out what to get people. Well, for all the conservatives in your life, just go to Amazon.com. There's many places, but that's so simple to go to Amazon and get the Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott book, and the Great Patriot Boycott book, both by Wayne Allyn Root. The Boycott book endorsed by President Trump. The exact quote from President Trump is, it's time to beat the radical left at their own game. Money does talk. Anheuser-Busch now understands that. Great new book by Wayne Allyn Root and Nikki Ballew. Buy your copy today. Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. So Trump loves the book. Trump recommends the book. There's two of them. Great Patriot Boycott Book, Great Patriot Protest, and Boycott Book. The Boycott Book shows you all the companies to boycott and stay away from because they're using your money to screw you. And the Boycott Book shows you all the good companies to buy from and spend your money and know that you're doing the right thing and spending your money with the right people. And the two of them make a great Christmas gift under the Christmas tree or Hanukkah bush for someone in your life or even a New Year's treat, all the above. Grab the copies and go to Amazon.com, best place to buy them. ScoreBlue.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Best thing to buy yourself if you're a guy. Best ED pill of all time. And you're not buying it from Pfizer. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra. And it's better than the original Viagra. And it costs just $5 per pill rather than $90 per pill. And it's available exclusively from not Pfizer, but our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it. Only ScoreBlue.com. And ScoreBlue, instead of buying it from a liberal woke company, ScoreBlue is owned by one of my best friends, who's a huge Republican conservative, America First, MAGA supporter, and Trump warrior. So you're spending your money with a true blue patriot. And you're getting the best authorized Viagra in the world. There is no other authorized Viagra. This is made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything, except it costs $5 instead of $90. So for the best Viagra in the world, the lowest price in history, and you know you're buying from a company run by a conservative, patriotic best friend of Wayne Allyn Root, go to scoreblue.com and enter war for Wayne Allyn Root at checkout and get 20% off your first order. All right, so I said I would talk about the Newsweek article. Let me grab a copy of the Newsweek article. So they wrote an entire article on a tweet by Wayne Root. You don't think that's a setup? No conservative can even see my tweets. No conservative could even join my site. But liberals have no problem seeing a tweet from Wayne Root and instantly writing a story about what a bad person I am. Because I questioned when a Hollywood star dies at the young age of 61, suddenly, let's ask some questions, that's all, and it may not even apply to him. He may be the one it doesn't apply to, although we know. By the way, every actor took the COVID vaccine. We know they're all vaccinated, because you couldn't get on a TV or movie set without taking the vaccine. So you know I'm right that he's vaccinated. Now the question is, did the vaccine cause his death or not? People died long before there was a vaccine, right? We know that. Matter of fact, one of the people at one of the critics that responded to Twitter, even though no one ever comments on anything I say at X, now known as X, it was Twitter. No one ever comments. All of a sudden, a couple of liberal critics popped up instantly. And they said, here's why Wayne Root's an idiot. Because if you ever watched the Academy Awards, there's always a tribute to the people that died in the past year. Lots of people have died in the past. Well, you know what, moron? You know what, mother trucker, stupid moron, paid for by Pfizer? Guess what? First of all, lots of people still die, and not everyone dies for the shot. And I never said they did. But those tributes are always 90-year-olds, you moron. Almost everyone is either dying of a drug overdose, because that's what every actor is, a loser, a drug addict, an alcoholic, and they die from their disease of their minds, and they're reckless, or they're all 90 years old and they're dying of old age. But never have there been this many 40 and 50 and 60-year-old actors drop dead suddenly, almost all of cardiac arrest, maybe a couple of strokes, and a couple more of cancer. It's all changed now, you moron. And second of all, I just said, just like the brain injuries with NFL players, we need to know if there's a pattern. That's called science. I've never seen so many deaths ever. The number is far more. What if it used to be at the Academy Awards, they would show a tribute to 50 actors that died in the last year, and now there's 8,000 that died in the last year? Would there be a difference between those two? What if every one of the 50 was over the age of 70, and now they're all 40 and 50 and 60 dropping dead? Might there be a difference? Might there be a pattern? Would you want to know the pattern? How much money were you paid by Pfizer to attack Wayne Root? How much money did Moderna double Pfizer's fee to attack Wayne Root? You're damn right they did. I'll bet you money.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now!
U.S. USA News Update. House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to the safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza as they work to minimize that they actually have those kinds of results.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
the roof. The roof's on fire. Gold Gate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of our great sponsors who's been with us for 2 years now. And we've never gotten one single complaint in 2 years. And that's really saying something because there's always someone out there who's upset with something. And nobody's ever been upset with Gold Gate Capital. And you know that gold has gone through the roof. Gold's doing fantastic. And so now is the time to own gold. What are you waiting for? Let's see what gold did today. I don't know. Maybe gold had a horrible day. I have no idea. I had not looked into gold today. I know the stock market went way up today, but I did not look at gold. Gold climbs over 1% today. So now it's 2,042. Went up over 1% today. Silver, 2,402. In the aftermarket, silver's up even more. Silver's up 5% in the aftermarket. You know, the market's closed. This is the aftermarket. And gold in the aftermarket is up 2.2% more. So it's up $44 to 2,041. So what are you waiting for? Come on. Gold is at or above an all-time high every day now. Every day now. The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is raging. World War III is upon us. And now the Fed said today they're going to lower interest rates 3 times next year, which is good for gold. Lower interest rates are always good for gold. Central banks buying, the smartest minds in the financial world, buying gold with both fists. It should end the year with an all-time record of gold buying by central banks. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Gold Gate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. I just said they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Wayne on the Root. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Tell them War sent you up to $15,000 in free silver. Stacey McCain's with us, managing editor of Rasmussen Reports. The website is rasmussenreports.com. You can always assume you're getting a credible poll. An accurate poll from Rasmussen Reports. They're fantastic. And Stacey McCain's with us. Stacey, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Good to hear from you.
There is a new poll out, you know, and 'tis the season to admit the 2020 election was stolen and filled with fraudulent, lying voters and fraudulent ballots. There's a new poll from you guys at Rasmussen showing 20% of all the mail-in voters admit to committing at least one kind of voter fraud during the 2020 election. That is powerful stuff. Tell us about it, Stacey McCain.
All right. Well, thanks, Wayne. What happened is that the Heartland Institute came to us wanting us to ask these questions. You know our good friends at the Heartland Institute.
Yes, of course.
Well, and the question was, among the questions they asked was, during the 2020 election, okay, first of all, were you a mail-in voter? Did you vote by mail? And among those who said they did vote by mail in 2020, 21% said they filled out a ballot on behalf of a friend or family member. Okay? 21% of mail-in voters say that they did this. 30% of those who voted by mail, 30% of all voters said they voted by mail. And of those, 19% of those, again, close to one in five, said that a family member filled out their ballot. Okay. Now, both of these things are illegal, okay? This all they did was ask, did you do this? And beyond that, 17% say they signed a ballot or a ballot envelope on behalf of a friend or family member. And the Heartland Institute said that forging a signature on a ballot or ballot envelope immediately invalidates a vote. Some other things.
Stacey, the point is, none of these people voted Republican. I mean, these are all on one side. Come on. Nobody filled out a ballot.
Actually, what's interesting about it is that on one of the questions, did you vote in a state, right, where you were no longer a resident? In other words, if you moved from New York to Connecticut, did you vote in New York anyway? Something like that. Actually, more Republicans said they did that. So it's not like there's some kind of bias in here. But the point is that even if there were approximately 160 million voters in America. Okay, so
right.
That if even 10% of them cheated, that's 16 million illegal votes. Okay?
Stacey, I'm just telling you that they ain't evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. Not possible. Believe me when I tell you, every Republican I know is like an Eagle Scout. So was there any cheating? Yeah. Is there some exception to the rule? Yeah. But Democrats are the ones that filled in fake ballots, and homeless people voted, and dead people voted, and drug addicts voted from their homeless shelters and from the streets, and drug addicts voted from their rehab centers. And I'm telling you, and college students voted at home and in college, and they all voted Democrat, and they stole the election. Does that mean Republicans didn't cheat? Zero? No. Everybody has some cheating. But, boy, it affected the election in 2020. And what yours doesn't even tell you is how many illegal aliens voted. Millions. Millions of illegal aliens voted. So it's just it's a mess.
We have polled this question before. You know, Wayne, one of the things they want to do is to silence any criticism, right, of whether the elections are secure. A majority of voters are concerned that illegal aliens voting could affect the election outcome. It's not some kook fringe is the point.
Right. No, we know. Right. I'm aware.
They want you to believe, right? That, the media says, well, there's no evidence, and if you even raise the point, you're some kind of wingnut. But no, it's a mainstream concern.
Right.
And people shouldn't let themselves be silenced.
Right. Well, here's the deal. You know, in Staten Island, New York, there's a shelter for illegal aliens, and they have a contract with the city, and a Republican congresswoman from Staten Island, whose name escapes me at the moment, it's a very, intense Greek name, so I can't pronounce it, it's not in front of me, but she got the paperwork, she got the contracts from the government of New York with the homeless shelter, illegal alien shelter, and guess what it says? We demand that you give every one of them a voter registration form. Of course illegals are voting. Anyone who doesn't think illegals are voting is living in a dream world. Literally in a dream world. So illegals are voting. All right, new poll. Tell everyone what Democrats think about Trump if he's found guilty, what they want to do with him.
Nearly half of American voters think Trump is guilty of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. And Democrats in particular are eager to see Trump punished. As a matter of fact, let me get the right number here. 18% of Democrats want to have Trump either sent to prison for life, exiled, or even 2% of Democrats, at least, are in favor of giving him the death penalty.
And so They're all crazy. Yeah, they've got Trump derangement syndrome.
Not only that, but they favor sending people to prison in the media if they cast doubt on the election. See, so if someone like yourself, what you just said, many Democrats would like you to be prosecuted for what you just said.
Amazing. Just amazing. They don't believe in freedom of speech. And here's the thing. They rig, they fix, and they steal elections. And then when you complain about it, question it, or investigate it, you're a criminal. Isn't that amazing how they turn that around?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The point is, have you ever heard of what's called DARVO?
No, what's DARVO?
Okay, D-A-R-V-O, Deny, Attack, Reverse Victim and Offender, okay? This is, you can look it up. Psychologists have identified this, the DARVO syndrome, Deny, Attack, Reverse Victim and Offender. It is a common response of criminals, right? Especially sociopathic narcissists. And it's often in child sexual abuse cases. The person who is accused, first of all, they deny being attacked.
And then they blame the other person, right, who had nothing to do with it. No, I've seen it every day. And I think when you say a narcissist, that's, you're talking about Barack Obama right there. That's Barack Obama, who's the real president of the United States. Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is. Joe Biden's a helpless fool with diapers and dementia. Stacey McKay, we got to run. Managing editor Rasmussen reports with some of the latest polls. Appreciate the information. RasmussenReports.com. Check it out. Hi, Wayne on the Root, I'm so proud. Excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, Wayne on the Root, and I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The roots are on fire.
Welcome back to the show. Great to be with you. You know, I got to ask a question. You know, before the break, I was talking about Newsweek attacking me. It just so happens that nobody can see anything I write on X, but two people on the left saw instantly when I questioned why a 61-year-old Hollywood actor in supposedly good health died, and we should ask the question of their family. Were they vaccinated? Even though I know they were vaccinated, because every actor on every movie set and every TV show has to be vaccinated, or had to, from 2021 through this year. But it's a simple question to try and find a pattern, just like the pattern of brain disease that we found in NFL football players. Does the media object to that? Amazing. So I asked three questions in my reply to Newsmax. Why do I keep saying Newsmax? Newsweek magazine, which isn't a magazine anymore, by the way. It's a website. I wonder if anybody even reads it. Probably not. But they still set me up and went after me. And I said, first of all, I asked a simple question, a fair question, a common sense question, but the question is not approved by the media, so I had to be attacked and denigrated as a conspiracy theorist for daring to ask. That was the first thing I said. And then the second thing I said was, funny how the media attacks me, but never asks for an interview or even requests a reply from me. Anyone want a debate? Question mark, ever? Question mark, nope. Scared to death of me. So all they do is attack from afar. Will not engage with Wayne Allyn Root. All chicken, shh. You know what, to fill in the other two blanks. Chicken, SH. Not one of you will ever debate with me. Not one of you will take a chance in a back and forth with Wayne Allyn Root. And then finally, I asked the third one a second ago. I wonder how much Big Pharma pays Newsweek. How much money does Newsweek get from drug ads? It's a very fair question. Because they must have asked them to go after Wayne Root for asking a simple question. Why did a healthy 61-year-old actor drop dead? And it doesn't matter if tomorrow you find out he would have dropped dead anyway from something that had nothing to do with the vaccine. If you find out he committed suicide. If you find out he was a drug addict and he died of a drug overdose. It doesn't matter. If you find out he's been drinking his whole life and he died of cirrhosis of the liver. It doesn't matter. He's going to be one out of 1,000 and another 20 will be the same thing. And then 980 got the vaccine. And then you're going to know. They don't want to know because they're paid by Pfizer and Moderna and Big Pharma to make sure no one asks the question and anyone who does gets denigrated and slandered and destroyed. Our entire media is owned by Big Pharma, mostly by Pfizer. What a conspiracy. Remember when James O'Keefe, he's gone after everyone and nothing ever happened. Every liberal in the world, he went undercover. But when he went undercover against Pfizer, his own board fired him in 24 hours. And by the way, he exposed Pfizer as a complete fraud. But nobody noticed because the media wouldn't cover it. Unbelievable. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And talking about all the bad things happening in the world and in the country, you could see it's coming. Something very bad is coming in 2024. When Tucker Carlson was in Vegas at the Risk On 360 conference, I spoke, I opened the event that morning, and Tucker ended at night. And Tucker, in his speech, said something horrible is coming. Something really bad will happen in 2024. Well, I say it on the show all the time. I need Tucker to tell me. I know about many bad things that are coming our way in 2024. I feel it in my gut. I know it in my brain. I know it in my gut instinct. Lots of bad things are going to happen. Pandemic, nuclear attack, EMP, electromagnetic pulse, martial law, no voting, central bank digital currency. There's lots of things that could happen. They could all happen at once. Civil war, World War III. Terrorist attacks galore, or one giant one like 9/11, something bad is coming down the pike, and it may be all the above. You wouldn't believe how many people ask me, is it possible to have World War III and a civil war at the same time? You know, think about if you could combine the American Civil War with World War II. While Japan is bombing Pearl Harbor, while we're fighting Hitler, there's a civil war in the United States. Half this country hates the other half, and they're killing each other while we're fighting World War II. Kind of hard to imagine, right? That's kind of what everyone's thinking. And then Tucker said that the other day. He said, if you keep doing what you're doing to Donald Trump, there's going to be violence. You're damn right there's going to be violence. Our government is filthy. Our government is criminals. Our government hates the American people. What do you want us to do? Stand here and get sent to prison for life? For nothing? And do nothing? So I'm not recommending, I'm not fomenting it, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen. So's Tucker. Anyway, War Beef. If things go bad, you need survival food. This is premium Texas beef. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original strip, steak sirloin. No mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef. In case of emergency, go to warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. Warbeef.com. Warbeef.com, promo code WAR15, 15% off premium Texas beef.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.